I like it so far. You know, it just gets my skill set out there of, you know, receiving the ball out the backfield and running different type of runs between the tackles.
When you're out there running around now compared to when you're doing it last year, how different or the same do you feel physically?
It's different, way different. Last year, you know, it was a lot of thinking, me being out there nervous and, you know, just thinking about the whole offense, like everything, my whole head was spinning around. Now, like, even though we got a new offense now, I just, you know, work my butt off just studying the whole offense and everything's starting to slow up and, you know, I'm able to play faster now.
When you see the Broncos sign Jamal and draft a running back, what's kind of your reaction to that, knowing that there's only so many carries to go around?
It wasn't really no reaction to me at all. He's just going to push all of us. We're all going to, you know, be in the competition and, you know, may the best man win.
Does it motivate you having new guys come in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it should motivate all of us, you know, all of us in the running back room. But it's just competition, and friendly competition, and, you know, we just got to go out there and have fun.
Randy Studisville was talking about how he really saw some flashes in that season finale against Oakland. Did you kind of feel like that was your best game and maybe showed what you can do healthy?
Really, it just, you know, put a mark on to what I can do coming this upcoming season. And, you know, like I said earlier, I've just been working my butt off to go into this year too and just, you know, sky's the limit. You know, you never know what happens, could happen for me and what I do in this offense. So, you know, like I said, I'm just real excited and just working my butt off every day.
Did you feel worn down at all at any point last year, like in November?
I mean, we all do, but we just got to, you know, we're all pros and we got to just push through it and play through injuries or, you know, from being fatigued, body being fatigued. So, you know, we just got to all push through it.
How did you train to prepare for this season? I mean, what did you do in the
off? Really just, you know, get my whole body back together, you know, just from lifting weights and running. Last year when I got drafted here, you know, I was still hurt and really didn't get to have a whole off season to myself. So this year I've just been working my butt off in the weight room, getting my body back into real football shape and, you know, get ready to take hits and stuff.
Do you feel more comfortable in a gap system compared to the zone system last year?
I think it's just different for me. You know, I'm pretty was used to, you know, like a gap scheme system than, you know, the zone system. So, you know, like I said, it's just kind of play off my skill set. So I'm excited for it.
How was it having Garrett
Bowles? It was good. I never got a chance to play with him, Utah. When I got drafted here, he was just coming in to Utah as a junior college transfer. And, you know, it's, you know, got drafted here. I was excited for him, and now we get to play together.
Is there any part of you, like with the draft moves too, in addition to Jamal Charles, any part of you that kind of felt, I don't know, forgotten in the running back rotation?
No, I don't think so. You know, they all make their decision at the end of the day. At the end of the day, as an organization, and you know, we just got to live with it. So, I wasn't bothered by it at all.
Devontae. Some players have said that last year Paxton was like a deer in the headlights, and that this year he's a lot more comfortable. Do you feel that same step of confidence as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I just see him out there every day working hard, and you know, he's making them steps every day to, you know, really knowing the offense and you know, getting guys out there ready to play.
As they bring you guys in, have any coaches had conversations with you when you kind of taken the second year step to stay in the mix?
I mean, they may run it by me, but, you know, I just, like I said, just continue to work hard and, you know, my film speaks for itself when I'm out there on the field and stuff and practicing and, you know, it just gives me the opportunity to play in the game.
What are your expectations for yourself this year?
Just be a better all-around back. You know, I would like to catch more passes out the backfield this year and, you know, just every time try to touch the ball, score with it.
Speaking of catching more passes, you're a great receiver out of the backfield. Do you like how Mike McCoy really featured and used guys like Danny Woodhead, Brandon Oliver, et cetera, as pass catchers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I love the offense already. You know, they do a lot, you know, with the running backs, either splitting them out in slot or wide or, you know, just having different route combinations for us running backs to run and get open on.
Anything else?